Hey, what's going on, everyone? This is Jacob Lopez with the Successful Patterns Podcast, and today we'll be covering a pretty interesting topic, so let's get focused and dive right in. Alrighty, so just to start off, I hope everyone that is listening to this podcast has been spreading some positivity out there in the world, and if you're one to believe in karma, you know putting good energy out there usually brings good opportunities back to you. But of course, you'll need to learn to recognize these opportunities when you see it. And the first thing you'll want to understand is your personality and know what environments you can excel in and others that you should avoid, or most importantly, I would say learn how to adapt and overcome these. Having a self-awareness is essential for success, and if you don't understand why you are currently doing what you're doing or behaving the way you are, it makes it very difficult to cultivate positive growth for yourself, your family, your friends, and even your business. We all have our own journeys that we're taking, and discovering what drives us is crucial. So it is important to be able to identify what is holding us back from success, as well as finding out what your positive traits are and learning how to align those with different aspects of your personality for your life, to have fulfillment, a sense of self-worth, love, and most importantly, positivity. A way that you can achieve this is by taking the DISC assessment. If you've never heard of the DISC assessment, it actually has been taken by more than 2 million people and was discovered by a psychologist named William Moulton Marston. This DISC assessment examines how an individual ranks in four areas of behavior, and they are dominance, influence, compliance, and steadiness, or DISC for short. Today we'll be covering each one in a little bit more detail, and further down I will also include a link to take the DISC assessment for yourself to figure out what your personality traits are. Also, on a side note, the link will most likely be in the description of this podcast, but for some reason if it does not work, I'm also going to put the link on our Facebook page, Successful Patterns Podcast. So be sure to check that out and give us a like. That would be really appreciated. And I'm also going to put the DISC assessment on there too, so you could take it there as well. But moving forward, starting off with that first letter of DISC being dominance, standing for dominance, individuals with high D profiles exhibit some of these following behavior characteristics. They generally have very strong egos. They're direct, they're very task-oriented, they tend to be leaders, and also they're bottom-line thinkers. So take that into consideration. On the flip side, these individuals with high D profiles sometimes fear that others will take advantage of them or waste their time before really getting to know the other person. So if you're speaking to somebody that has a high D profile and you don't feel that they are listening to you, then it could be maybe you're beating around the bush too much and they are kind of sensing that. So you need to be real direct with them because that's how they communicate. Moving to the I, that stands for influence. These individuals that have high I profiles, some of their behavior characteristics are such as being very outgoing. They're charismatic. They could be very verbal, highly optimistic, and they're also very trusting. They can be impulsive and emotional, and they're mainly people-oriented, so they like being around people and having conversations and creating relationships. On the flip side, for high I profiles, they tend to fear rejection and a fear of having a lack of approval or a social acceptance. So making high I's feel very welcomed, you can gain their trust, and also they will open up to you a lot more. The S, standing for steadiness, these individuals have some of these following behavior characteristics. That's going to be, they're very stable, which means they could be predictable. They're very good listeners, they're understanding. Some cases, they could be a little possessive, but generally they're very friendly, and they're also people-oriented, just like the eyes. And high S individual typically hides their emotions, and their greatest fear is loss of security and stability. So if you're talking with a high S and you're mentioning anything about could be very risky. This right here could definitely throw them off the beaten path, and they will make them feel a little bit uncomfortable. So always try to reinsure somebody that you're speaking with that is a high S individual to make sure that you cover that their security and well-being is going to be well looked after or in their best interest, so they know that they feel safe. To finish off the DISC, the C stands for compliance. These individuals will experience some of these following behavior characteristics, such as they like being very precise. They're very analytical. Fact findings. They generally have really high standards because of their preciseness. They like being perfectionist in a way. They're very systematic, and they're also task-oriented. And high C individual, their primary emotions are fear and worry. So these individuals fear criticism and imperfect things. So essentially, you know, you want to make sure that you're not criticizing these people, or they're going to end up going into their shell and not being really giving you any information that you would like. Now that we know what the DISC stands for and have a basic understanding of the behavior characteristics of each profile of the DISC, you may be asking yourself, you know, a few of these sound like me, and some of these may really resonate with you, which is good, because a lot of the times, each and every one of us, we have a little bit of every profile of the DISC in our own personalities. Generally, there's going to be one or two that are really highest out of the other, but at the same time, you can kind of already know, based off of these behavior characteristics, you can say pretty much put yourself into one of those and know, hey, that sounds a lot like me. But you know, to know for sure, I would definitely highly suggest taking the DISC assessment, just so you can kind of get a better understanding. And generally, these websites that offer that type of testing, they usually go more in depth as far as the into each one of their own profiles, so you can learn a little bit more about yourself and your personality. So to find out exactly where you stand with this, like I mentioned earlier, I'm going to provide a link here in the description of this episode so that you can find out a little bit more about yourself and find out what environments that, you know, your personality will thrive in and others that you should either avoid or, like I mentioned, better yet, learn to adapt and overcome. Adapt and overcome. So today, we covered quite a little bit. Just to recap, you know, our main topic today is understanding your personality, so you can be able to thrive in your environments and that come across your path. We also have talked about the personality test that was created by the gentleman named William Moulton Marston that was called the DISC assessment. And again, the DISC stands for dominance, influence, steadiness, compliance. Oh, you know what? And by the way, before we wrap up, I wanted to give a big shout out to Hakim and Wilder News Well Talk Show for favoriting my podcast. It really means a lot, guys. Thank you so much. But if you haven't already liked our Facebook page, everyone else, I would be really appreciative if y'all would like that. Definitely just wanting to spread the positivity message. And I'm honestly having to also currently undergo making another Instagram, because apparently the first one I made had some issues with their policy. But needless to say, I'm going to have another Instagram page up and running probably within this week. Sometime this week. I also work a full-time job in real estate, so I'm kind of juggling a bunch of things all at once. But everyone, thank you so much for listening to this episode. Let's go out there and achieve our dreams. This is Jacob Lopez, and I'm signing off.